Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the Improvement Podcast. So this episode I'm going to touch on time management and time management techniques to help you kind of optimize the efficiency of your days. So in terms of why I'm creating this episode is you might think, oh, this is a fitness related podcast. It is, but it's classed as the Improvement Podcast for a reason. Like, I do want to touch on not just how to kind of improve in terms of reaching your fitness goals, but also just improve as a whole, because the goals, or like I've touched on prior, the habits that make you successful in terms of your fitness journey will make you successful as an individual. And it's about kind of self-improvement as a whole. And like I said, these improvements that you can make to your routine, time management, structure of your day, don't just make you successful in the gym. It's like the traits that make you successful in the gym will make you successful in whatever kind of work you do, if that's being self-employed or just having a job or a university. So it transfers over to many other aspects of your life, which is why I'm so passionate about talking about areas like time management. And I think it's absolutely massive, and like you see that correlate, like the people who are successful in bodybuilding, fitness, they usually have quite a good income. They do well for themselves, or from an outside point of view looking in, it seems that way anyway. You obviously can't comment for everyone, and there's going to be the odd exception. So yeah, better time management is going to mean less stress, more free time, more time being able to do things conducive towards your goals inside the gym, outside the gym, and other areas of your life as well. So first of all, the first thing I'm going to touch on, it's pretty common in terms of like a point to go over, but is have a good routine. And what I mean by that is make sure, like, within your day, you're not just kind of going about your day winging it, not having any structure at all. You've got good structure, you've got a plan in place in terms of when you'll do each task on a regular basis. And what I'd say is try and pick the same time when possible to do certain tasks. This applies for your training and also things outside the gym, because if you can find a time where you do tasks in an efficient manner, then you're again going to do them in a faster manner, and they function best for each task. So what I mean by that is, an example for myself is the most cognitive demanding tasks I'll do towards the start of the day, because I'll be able to again perform better. I have more physical and mental energy, whereas things like maybe writing an Instagram post, wee small tasks like or just wee small things aren't that cognitively demanding. I'll save that work for later on in the day, because then like I can still do them productively and not sacrifice the quality of my work. Whereas the ones that need a lot of physical or mental energy, you could say, I'll do that at the start when I'm fresh. So have a good routine with whatever tasks you perform. And I know I touched on like work-related tasks, but that applies to like training as well. So have a routine with your training, have a routine with what time you train, and just overall, like every other task in the day, when you go to bed, when you wake up, it creates more predictability, like especially with training. And then if you've got more predictability with training in terms of having a set time you train, you can then create routine around that. Meaning, if you know you train at the exact same time every day, or let's say your schedule varies a bit, sometimes you work different shifts, you can have a different routine for how each day looks. And I think this is something massive, because then, right, you know you train at, let's say you create a routine of training right after work at 5 p.m. I'm picking that time because it's probably quite a common and kind of typical time for individuals to train just around work. Let's say you train at 5 p.m. Then you know, right, after you've got that part of your routine consistent, you can then create routine around things like your water intake. And as well as that, you can create routine around what maybe meal you eat before the gym and after the gym. You can then create routine with maybe how much water you need to drink after the gym to still be hydrated but not drink too much that you're up during the night. And you can then create routine with maybe what time you go to bed, what time you wake up around that window. And then you can create routine with when you prep your food for your pre-workout meal, your post-workout meal. And then when you kind of have this routine, like, your training is going to be much more predictable in terms of your ability to perform. You're not going to be sitting kind of thinking, oh, when will I do this, when will I do that? It will just be automatic, and that's going to save up a lot of time. It's going to save up a lot of physical and mental energy. So having a routine is massive, and sticking to that routine. Because if you just go about your day and you're just going to relax about it, where it, in comparison to, right, I need to get to the gym for this time, you need to get home for this time, then you'll be able to get a lot more done, and you'll be able to be much more efficient with your day. And also this applies with like food prep as well, so have a good routine with when you prep your food, and have a time you kind of prep. You don't need to prep all your meals, but a good bit of your meals maybe, because then again, like, I've got a routine in the morning. I'll wake up, weigh myself, hydrate, brush my teeth, obviously, as you'd hope, and then I'll go and prep my food, and then basically that means I've got all my meals ready for the day. Not only that, like, when you're cooking one meal, you can cook something else for the other. Like, if you're cooking each meal by scratch, that's wasting a lot of time, whereas I'll cook my rice, and then I'll cook my other meals while my rice is cooking, get my meats out the freezer, that sort of thing, cook my veg, and it just means you can get it done in a shorter period of time, again, allowing more time to do other tasks. And same applies with, like, doing a weekly shop. Have a weekly shop planned in your routine with a time that's convenient. I'll do it every single Saturday because I know I'm free later on in a Saturday. And there I know I personal train after the gym. So I'll go straight from the gym to personal train, straight to the shop. That saves me getting, like, going in and out of the house, again, saving time because I'll just prep everything in the morning and then leave. And then, again, saves a lot of time. And it might seem kind of silly, but every 5 minutes here and there adds up. Like, if you can save 5 minutes, but you do that, let's say 10 times a day, then that's 50 minutes of the day you can spend sleeping or having downtime to manage your stress more effectively. And also, like, have downtime in your routine. Put downtime in your routine towards the later half of the day, because if you do it towards the later half of the day, it means you'll be able to switch off and actually have, like, productive sleep. And as well as that, it will mean you'll be able to manage your stress better, you'll be able to not burn out, and again, when we sleep better, we're going to make better decisions with our nutrition, we're going to be able to be more productive throughout the hours we are awake. So that's something to not neglect, like the importance of routine when it comes to your sleep as well. So have good routine and structure in place, and just do things when you believe is going to be most efficient, and you can, and again, like, when you find efficient ways of doing something, you can just rinse and repeat it, sort of thing. And next up is plan your day. So planning your day is massive for time management and also stress management. And the reason being is, see, if you just go about your day, again, thinking, oh, I've got this to do, that to do, you don't know maybe when you'll do it necessarily, then again, you're winging your day, you're winging the likelihood of you getting each task done. Whereas if you've got a set time, you've got a deadline for each task, there's going to be a sense of urgency with getting that done. And also, if you've got, like, a good plan in place, then that's going to remove a lot of stress, because stress often comes from a lack of certainty and feeling overwhelmed. Whereas if you know exactly, like, if you just know you've got 10 things to do, you've got no idea when you're going to do them, you've got no idea how long they'll take, then you're going to be stressed because you're going to be overwhelmed. Whereas if you know, right, this is what I've got to get done, this is the order I've got to get done in, and this is how much time I've got, you're going to have a sense of urgency because you know, oh, I know myself, right, the current time is 12:15. I've got a meal to eat by 1. My goal is to get this podcast done and edited, etc. by 1 o'clock. Then I've got, it gives me a kick up the bum to make sure I'm definitely getting it done on time. Whereas if I just think, I'll get that podcast done at some point, then again, I'm not going to be as productive. It's going to kind of milk into later half of the day. Then I won't get as much tasks done as a whole. So it gives you a good sense of urgency, removes a lot of stress. So plan your day out, and it's going to help in terms of your likelihood of you getting your food in when it comes to, if you're in a gaining phase, or you managing your hunger better if you're in a dieting phase, because you know you're structuring your day in a way that's going to be conducive towards your current hunger, depending on what phase you're in. So have a plan in place with your day. And again, if you've got a plan as well, then it just means that the likelihood of you not getting certain tasks done, like having, or yeah, certain tasks, like maybe having your food prepared for work, etc., it's going to be a lot higher. You're going to definitely have it done, which means you're not going to kind of fail to reach your goal. So have a good plan in place when it comes to your days. Next up is create a to-do list. So to-do lists are something that I will have, like short-term to-do lists, long-term to-do lists, to-do lists on like a daily basis, as weird as that sounds, but I think that's something that can be extremely valuable, because if you have a to-do list and you place it in order of importance, it saves you darting from task to task, because when we switch from task to task, our efficiency doing each task is going to be far poorer. Whereas if we have a to-do list and we know, right, these are the tasks I've got to get done, this is what's most important, this is what's least important, this is what's due in first, this is what's due in last, you won't dart from task to task. You'll get everything done in a quicker manner. You'll be more efficient with doing those tasks. You'll probably, again, have a better outcome with them. And again, this will apply, this again might apply to things like studying, but it can also apply to just simple stuff like cleaning your room, prepping your food, things like that. And it means you're going to get the things that are most important done, which is obviously important, and just greater efficiency, less stress, and also having a to-do list and ticking off your to-do list as you go about your day will give you the feeling of reward. So it gives you a sense of dopamine knowing you've ticked your boxes, knowing you've accomplished such and such goal, which is massive. So making sure you go about your day and you've got a to-do list, you're not just again winging it or doing a random task at each time's key. And especially like if you are in university or college and you've got deadlines, having things set out so you know, right, whatever's due in first is at the top of the list, whatever's due in last is at the bottom of the list, can be very valuable, because then again you're going to get your work done on time, sort of thing. And yeah, so that sense of dopamine you get from ticking off a task, if that's on a bit of paper, if it's on your notes on your phone or whatever, that will give you that sense of dopamine. And dopamine's like the kind of, it gives you that feeling of like reward, accomplishment, and feeling of like pleasure. So if we can correlate ticking our boxes, ticking our goals, accomplishments with feelings of pleasure, then we're just going to want to keep doing it, and it's going to kind of create that cycle of just being productive pretty much. So yeah, have a to-do list, and again I will have like short-term ones, long-term ones, things I need to do on a daily basis. That helps a lot, like things I know I need to do quite urgently, like if I need to write a client program, that will go on the short-term to-do list. If I've got something I want to do long-term but it's not got like a specific deadline, then that will go on the long-term to-do list, and then I can shift that over when I feel like, right, that's becoming a priority, or that's something I want to accomplish relatively soon. So again, it will create greater efficiency, less stress, and the feeling of reward. And then it won't leave you procrastinating, thinking, oh, what will I do next? What have I got to do today now? And then you won't kind of forget certain things. And next up, in terms of productivity and time management, is cut the junk. So what I mean by cut the junk is that a lot of people, I believe, waste a lot of time in their day. And this is another benefit of planning your day and also creating to-do lists, because it saves you wasting time. Because if you know maybe everything you've got to do and you've got set allocated times we're going to do it, then it means you're not going to have the 10-15 minutes scrolling on your phone. It means you're not going to have the 30 minutes where you're just watching something on YouTube, because you know you've got stuff to do. It's mapped out in your day. So it will save you wasting a lot of time having a good plan in place. And in terms of like some areas where people waste time, it's like on your phone. How much time do you spend on your phone? Have structured time away from your phone. For me personally, like my phone right now is downstairs, switched off in the kitchen. The reason being is, see if I had my phone right next to me, what's the likelihood of me picking it up, going on it, scrolling on social media, messaging individuals, etc. It's going to be very high. Whereas I will allocate specific time to do small tasks like that. Like I said, any tasks that will be quite cognitive demanding, I'll do it at the start of the day. Things like messaging people back, I'll do that later on in the day. So if you have messaged me on Instagram or that, or do chat to myself, you'll know sometimes I'm not the best at replying. That's because if I get up at 7, like I'm not 7:30 in my Instagram DMs messaging people. What I do first thing in the morning is I'll put a podcast on, and then I don't touch any social media. The only people I'll message is clients, and then same morning to my girlfriend, of course. Obviously need to be that good partner sort of thing. And I'll use Siri to even do that to save time. So wee tip for yourself. And that helps massively with, again, just saving time and not procrastinating and wasting time. So have set structure and guidelines of when you go on your phone, when you access social media. And again, doing that in the morning means you're not going to waste your time in the morning, because like if you get up and you're maybe sitting on your phone for half an hour, lying in your bed, or you're setting multiple alarms and going back to sleep, that's time you could be hitting your steps. That's time you could be prepping your food for the day. So I think a lot of people will say they don't have time, whereas if you look back at your last week, could you truly tell me you've absolutely capitalized on every minute of the day, or every minute of the day you've been intentional with how you've spent your time? You definitely haven't, because I haven't, and I feel like I'm pretty on the ball with it. But there's always ways to improve, there's always ways to be better. So instead of thinking I don't have time, think, how can you make time? How can you be more efficient with your time? And having a cut off time away from your phone in the evening, it's going to mean you're not kind of going to bed, your brain's not going to be stimulated, spinning, you're not going to have stressors dotted about your head, and you're going to be able to switch off a lot easier. So yeah, having time away from your phone, I think, is massively important. And having, again, a routine with that in the morning and the evening, I think, is key. And also, like, things like turning off notifications, that's something that I think helps massively with time management and productivity. Like, if you've got notifications from your Instagram, email, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever other platform you use, group chats, that sort of thing, like, they will, for myself, be muted. The only platforms I will have notifications coming through on are my emails. And on the topic of emails, any emails that come through from things that aren't important, I'll instantly unsubscribe from, and then just delete that email if it's not important. And again, that's just one less notification. That's one less thing for me to get distracted away from a task, pick up my phone, and then not get as much work done. And again, might sound little, but those wee small things add up. And like I said, I've only got like messages on, and also my WhatsApp, because that's where clients communicate with myself. So turn your notifications off and it'll stop you getting distracted massively. Another place where people waste their time is going to the shops every second day. So if you are, let's say, if you're going to the shops every second day, let's say it takes 5 minutes to drive or walk to the shops, you go to Lidl or Aldi, so you get distracted in the middle aisle like myself, and look at random stuff that you won't end up buying, or if you will buy, will probably be a waste of money. So you spend 15 minutes in the shop, another 5 minutes going home, another 5 minutes putting the shopping away. That's 25 minutes gone of your day. That could be time when you're doing something that could be 25 minutes extra sleep per night, which will add up, or every second night in that case. So have a time you go weekly shop, have a list of all the food you need, buy it in bulk, and then that will save you going to the shops. It'll save you petrol, it'll save you time, and again, add more efficiency. And like I've just touched, or I've touched on many times, like, these little things add up. That 25 minutes, let's say going to the shop every second day, maybe you waste 15 minutes on social media every day. Maybe you watch something on Netflix for half an hour every day. Maybe you prep your food in an efficient manner, and that's an extra maybe 15 minutes added onto your day. That's an hour, or round about an hour I've just added up there, of just a few little things that you can maybe do more efficiently. Maybe you could prep your stuff and then go from straight to work to the gym, save an extra 15 minutes. Hour and 15 minutes you've got back in your day, which you could be sleeping, which you could be having downtime. It all adds up. And like I've said, preparing food inefficiently, that's another way that people can kind of cut the junk. So have a time you meal prep for the day, and also having things like a rice cooker, air fryer help a lot from a time efficiency point of view when preparing certain food. And also, like, bulk cooking your protein sources. So I'll basically do a weekly shop. As soon as I get in, I'll bulk cook all my meat sources that I have for the week. So 5% mince, salmon, and chicken are the current protein sources I'm running that I need to cook anyway. And what I'll basically do is I'll cook it all in bulk, bag it up individually, cooked, and then freeze it. And then when I need it, I'll just take it out the freezer. That saves you handling raw chicken every day, cooking raw meat every single day, and then again, saving you a lot of time, which does surely add up. And that's about it in terms of the points I had, in terms of like cutting the junk and ways you can kind of maybe save time from your day. And also, like, deleting apps on your phone. Like, if you are like deleting your maybe work email from your phone unless you really need to access it, deleting games from your phone, deleting certain social media if it's not having a positive to your life. And also my next point is having like a separate workspace. So having a space where you maybe if you are in college, university, having a space where you do study, having a space where you do your university work, that sort of thing can be good. Because if, let's say, someone works in their bed, eats in their bed, they also obviously sleep in their bed, I'd hope, then they're kind of creating association with their bed of not a place of relaxation and switching off. They're creating association with that's where they work. So if you have like a separate environment, and it doesn't need to be like, even if maybe you don't have a lot of space available, it, and literally you don't have the luxury of being able to kind of go to a different room with an office, like my desk is in my room, but it's on the opposite side of my room. When I am switching off at night, I won't be at my desk. I'll be on my bed or somewhere else, if that makes sense, on the couch. So I'm kind of creating a different environment and association with different spaces, and that's going to mean it's going to be easier to switch off and have a good sleep at night, because you're not going to associate your bed with eating and working. So it's going to help in terms of your productivity when you are doing work, and also your ability to have like a good quality sleep at night. So creating different workspaces, I think, is super important. So give that a try. And again, it doesn't need to be like a completely different room. And if you don't have the luxury of having a desk or that, it could literally just be, sitting upright somewhere, like on your bed, and then working instead of sitting under your covers or whatever. Same with like eating, etc. Going to a different room to eat, etc. Stepping away from your computer, because then when you know, right, when I am at my desk, that's work time, sort of thing. So I think that's something super valuable. I think that's it in terms of the episode. Lastly, like when you are planning out your day, when you are kind of writing a to-do list, there's certain ways you can do it. So you can obviously, and I've dotted about from certain ways to others. So I currently use Google Calendar. On Google Calendar, you can basically set up repeating tasks. So I can set up, let's say I train on a Monday at 9 till 12. I can put that in my calendar and get that to repeat every single Monday. And that saves me, again, having to like plan out my day from scratch, because the tasks that I will get done at the exact same time weekly, I can put in my calendar, and then I can write in my meal times, and that's going to mean, again, I'm going to nail that variable. So you can use things like Google Calendar, which can be great, and you can access that on your phone, your computer, etc. You can set up notifications to remind you within certain times, and you can also have like a to-do list on Google Calendar as well. Also, you can use just like pen and paper, you can use your notes on your phone, you can use a whiteboard. It's just about finding a system that works for you that allows you to be most productive. Something I'd maybe try and avoid if you can is using your phone, because then if you use your phone, what that's going to basically do is, if you go on your phone, you're on, let's say, you're on your notes to then kind of write a to-do list. Someone messages you, you then open that message, or you then kind of close the app down and you go on Instagram without even thinking about it. It's just almost second nature or habit. So just be mindful of doing wee things like that, because again, it can eat up the time into your day. But I hope you enjoyed the episode on overall routine and time management. Hope you found it valuable. And like I said, if you kind of nail these variables, it's going to mean you've got less stress. It's going to mean you're more efficient with your day, allocating you more free time, more time to have better sleep, and also maybe just doing other activities that you want in your free time, sort of thing. Because time's something that's obviously limited. You can't buy time back. So it makes sense to absolutely capitalize on it. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Any support is massively appreciated as always, and thank you very much for watching.